I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I think right now, Trey Hendrickson, unless he blinks, is on track to be this year's Hassan Reddick. Ooh. Who holds out, loses money, misses games, and ultimately proved nothing when he shows up at some point during the regular season. And the counter to that would be, well, the Bengals need him. The Bengals need his productivity. The Bengals need his presence. The Bengals don't care about things like that. The Bengals care about making money. That's number one. Winning games is number two, and it might be a distant number two.
That was Mike Florio talking about Trey Hendrickson. I would probably push back and say, considering the signings that they have made over the last year or so, that they care quite a bit about winning the games. They also care about making money, as all of us do.
Well, sure, but like, it's not like they're a low payroll baseball team just taking revenue sharing and mailing it in. Like
they have been, but recently that is not the case.
No, they found a way to pay both their wide receivers and Joe Burrow and their quarterback. Yeah. So they found a way to do that, which is a really awkward thing. And that often means that you decide you cannot pay in a salary cap business other very important positions, and maybe that's what they've decided.
Yeah, and the idea of Trey Hendrickson, he had, 17 and a half sacks last year. He's one of the most productive pass rushers in football.
He's 30 years old. He's 6'4", 270. He had those 17 and a half sacks in 24 the year before. Also 17 and a half sacks. He's had two other double-digit sack seasons. And he played for Dennis Allen in New Orleans for several years.
Yes, and it's funny because as a show, we were talking about this kind of from the perspective, first of all, of wouldn't it be great to have a guy like this, period, okay? Then paragraph, oh yeah, and he played in Dennis Allen's system. That might be fun to speculate and have fun with. But then you hear the man talk about his situation in Cincinnati. And Speaks, you know, I covered the NFL every day for a long time. And so I've seen a lot of contract negotiations. I've seen negotiating through the media a lot. I pay attention, or at least I try to pay attention to this stuff because it always interests me what the tactics are.
Yeah, you were amazed at his strategy and tactics. I want you to talk about that. But let me ask you one more question from the Bears' perspective here. Anybody that he's traded to is going to be expected to give him a contract extension.
Correct. And right? With him being 30 years old, that's where you worry about whether or not it's viable to give him what he wants. It's a weird place that he's in. He's a player that's earned a contract extension.
Sure.
But you pay for what you think is going to happen, not for what's already happened.
And if you're the Bears and you just paid Montez Sweat, for better or for worse, on a deal that goes, you know, into the future, can you do it with another defensive end? Maybe that answer might be yes, because of your rookie quarterback and rookie wide receivers.
And because it's quite honestly a position that you didn't really go after in free agency and the draft. And to put it into perspective, Trey Hendrickson is going to make next year what Dayo Odingbo is going to make next year. That part right there speaks.
Dayo Odingbo is like, he's a run-stuffing defensive end with some pass rush skills that maybe can develop. Trey Hendrickson
has four times as many sacks last season as Dayo Odingbo has. And I think it's more, a little bit more than four times as many sacks as he's had. But
the strategy here, tell me about the strategy.
Well, when we started thinking about it.
That's an important part of being having tactics.
Yeah, tactics are very important.
So Trey's got a lot of tactics.
He does. And when we started talking about this, I was like, let me go look. Because he had held court yesterday. He showed up to the OTA in street clothes. Okay? So the Bengals stadium is just kind of just out there in the middle of the street. Like, you can just roll by, and where they practice is also kind of where they play. And so there's video of Trey like walking across the street with his teammates as they get ready to do OTAs. And apparently, at least according to him, they had already started talking to him about fining him for not showing up to mandatory minicamp. And he was like, wow, how did we get from us talking about a contract extension to you guys now threatening me? So he thought it was important with the reporters that were assembled there that he give his side of the story. And here's where I walk away impressed by this, Speaks. In my time, I go back to covering the NFL starting in 2003. I don't think that I know that I can't remember a time where a player disses his team in a more human and self-aware way than Trey Hendrickson did. You're going to hear this man talk about the situation and think that everything is fine, because the approach that he took was not to take a flamethrower to the Bengals. He makes sure to talk about how much the franchise means to him, what the coach means to him, what his teammates mean to him. But this approach, man, I wish I had this type of grace. This dude, I really do. Speaks, I was sitting in my chair watching it. I was just going,
oh God,
I really like this guy.
Knowing you like I know you now, as your partner now for many months, yes, if you were to lose it or decide to just attack an entity that you'd like to attack, you doubt whether you'd have as much grace as this guy does.
I hope I would. So you got to listen a little bit in between the words, but I have never heard a nicer diss track than this one that Trey Hendrickson gave to the Bengals.
This was pretty overdue. I think there's a lot of questions, comments, concerns that I, as a man, am willing to answer.
What did you say at the top? So y'all ended a little bit early for whatever reason. I guess, why did you end up coming out here wanting to do this today?
A little bit transpired between me and Zach. We've tried to keep it as least amount personal as possible. But at some point in this process, it becomes personal. Being sent 30 days before mandatory camp, or however many days it is, that if I don't show up, I will be fined, alludes to the fact that something won't get done in that time frame, and that with the lack of communication post-draft made it evidently clear for my party, meaning my wife, my son, my agent, right, like we're talking a small group of people, that I had to inform that this might not work out. And that's unfortunate. I don't think it was necessary. I think we all should have hoped for the best until proven otherwise, but through that, other things have transpired, you know, like the importance of me being here in OTAs doesn't seem to be respected, you know, and I think I've carried a lot of respect. I don't mean to insinuate anything about anyone's character, but that was disappointing. I think that's the word of the offseason. I think we gave it our all under Lou's defense, and we did fall short, and that's about being a man, too, is standing up. So, good question.
Do you feel the organization has your back, Trey?
I think they've done right by their own perspective. My perspective, unfortunately, is a little different.
When was the last time that any numbers between your side and their side were exchanged?
Oh, that's a difficult question too, right? Because it goes on like the meetings that we've had prior to, right? I have a tremendous amount of respect for the ability to be in in meetings with them behind closed doors, and what was conveyed of the vision of what I would be in this organization would be, if I continued to play at the level I am, that the door would be open to continue long-term discussions about contracts. So it's one of those things that we're just not seeing eye to eye on the structure. It seems that a shorter deal is something that they are pushing pretty hard. That puts us in the same place I was in 2022, where I have to renegotiate the next year, because if goals are the same and playing at a better level than I did last year, then next year we're just kicking the can down the road.
At this point, do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow, that's a tough question too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately. And when there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's business or a personal relationship, lack of communication leads to animosity, and that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction. So the lack of direction, the lack of communication is leading to things that are allowing me to think about what's going to happen more than how great they have treated me over the last 4 years. Because let me say, my son was born, I've said it to everyone, my son was born right up the road. My wife worked at the Cincinnati VA. This is my home. On the one hand, you see OTAs and you smell the grass, and it's football. And man, I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it. And on the other hand, there's a proper time for that. And there's a lot of things that have to change before that happens.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What do you think, Speaks?
Man, that is, he's just laying it plain and bare. And
also being polite and thoughtful.
Yeah, but like it's insane. He doesn't imagine, and he's like, it's a hard question. Can you see yourself playing again for the Bengals? And doing all this while still being paid by them and on their on the site of their camp. Just like showing up in street clothes with this as the thing to do. And they have no choice but to allow it because he's under contract, right?
Yes. And what's crazy is...
That's fascinating.
So it was 25 minutes, right? Like this whole thing was 25 minutes. There's another portion that we want to play for you. But what's crazy to me is that I thought that he was so good. And he challenged the media and he said, look, we're doing a charity bowling event tonight. And I'm going to be there and support it because, you know, I'm a good teammate and I want all of the stuff that we do in Cincinnati to be, I want you guys to be there. I want you to be able to ask all the questions that you need to ask. And I'll be available at 7 o'clock tonight if you want to come by the bowling event and cover the charity event.
Well, you know what?
It is brilliant.
He's completely within his rights to do this, not just contractually, but because they showed their hands with the text message from the coach saying, we're going to fine you for something that doesn't start for another month.
Yes.
Like you've showed that you're in this for the long haul. It's not an acceptable way to play it. Even if that's what you're going to do, you're supposed to be in conversations and wanting a guy to think that there's a chance. Now he knows what your game is. He knows what your game is, and he's trying to jump out in front and call the bluff. Do you think that he's creating a level of discomfort here that might make the Bengals rethink their strategy?
I would imagine so, because just, and I don't know Trey Hendrickson at all. I'm just judging on what I saw and heard. I imagine that this guy has kind of always been this guy, and he's been cool with, it'll get figured out. Like, we did the dance before. It'll get figured out. I'm watching my teammates get stuff figured out. It'll get figured out. And I think that he was so offended by that. The text message of, we're going to start finding you if you don't show up to minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was so offended by that that he felt it necessary to say something. I don't think that he thought the relationship was as sour as he now thinks it is.
Yeah, I get you. You know, it's interesting. When you look at his history and when you do some reading about his contractual history, he's one of those guys who keeps trying, has continuously tried to redo his deal. Like, he'll sign a one-year deal. He'll sign a one-year extension. And then, because he's trying to kind of take control of a market that shifts dramatically from year to year. The market has shifted dramatically since Myles Garrett signed his deal. So the last year, you've seen a crazy jump.
Max
Crosby. So he's trying to catch up at a time when he's not possibly able to catch up, but that's been his thought process. It sort of reminds me of when LeBron signed the two-year deal. With the option. And everybody thought he was going to sign like a 5 or 6 or 7. He's like, no. I think I'll just give myself control every couple years. And we've seen some baseball players do it that way, occasional. But here's a football player who's trying to do it that way. Risky in terms of injury, but does give you a chance to make true market value from year to year.
And I think Myles Garrett is 6 months older than Trey Hendrickson. So if you're Trey Hendrickson and you're looking at Max Crosby and you're looking at Myles Garrett, you're saying, well, there is a market for over 30-year-old pass rushers who are as productive as I am.
Oh, man.
So
the shark attacks.
The shark attack thing was hilarious.
There's unprovoked shark attacks, and then there are provoked shark attacks. This was a unprovoked shark attack.
The other thing is, if you're looking at the Bengals, and you brought it up, Spiegs, they paid T. Higgins. They paid Ja'Marr Chase. They paid Joe Burrow. This was going to be... I am impressed with how ready for this question Trey Hendrickson was, and the way that he navigated this is absolute brilliance.
How frustrating has it been watching T and Ja'Marr get their deals while you're sitting there waiting for yours? And why do you think that there was more emphasis on those two getting done over you?
I think, for one, love, right? I love those guys. I want every player on this team to get their value, and I believe that's fair. I think what they agreed on in their own personal walks is up to them. But them going before me or after me is not something I'm frustrated about. I think if we all can fit, that's the ideal circumstance. I was the one that took the approach of saying, if we don't fit, I'm willing to help the team win in any way, shape, or form. And sometimes there's not fits. And if that's me, so be it. I'm willing and able to work. I love to work. And I look forward to it. But there's no animosity for guys. And the reasoning behind it is probably they have the best quarterback on the planet to spin the ball. So I'd prioritize receivers myself. It is almost like building a fantasy dynasty.
You mentioned personal a few times, that it's become personal. At what point in the process did you start to feel that way? Was it the mini camp fine text or whatever that happened? Or when did it go from business to personal?
Well, you know, circumstances changed post-draft and prior to, right? And I think I alluded to that a little bit. So they're starting to change very openly. Conversations are being had, like, even to be here today. This is something I felt to do as a man. It has nothing to do with slighting any organization or slighting any of my players. This is something where I know there are questions around my name that need addressing. And as a man, I hope my son looks at this and says, well, I addressed it. You wear your lumps, right, wrong, or indifferent. You move forward and you grow and try to be more like Christ every day.
Wear your lumps. And it's interesting. So he's thinking about how he wants to be as a man.
And a father. And that came up multiple times in the 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's interesting. because once you are, sometimes it can add a whole nother layer to how you're going to represent yourself. How
you're perceived.
Oh, yeah, but just how you perceive yourself. Because I think we can spend a lot of time thinking about how others perceive us, but the truth is we're trying to teach our children that it's how you feel about yourself. And if you feel like you got to stand up and say something and you're comfortable wearing your lumps, to take his words, then go ahead and take control of your story. And that's teaching your child how to take control of their story. I respect that part of it a lot.
I respect it too. And I hope that the Bears at least do the due diligence. I'm not saying that they need to go out here and start trading away number one picks and all of that stuff, which I would imagine would be a part of them getting him. I would like for them to at least make phone calls and say, hey, we see what's going on. We heard what he had to say. We might have a solution for you.
Yeah, you know, because for sure, because I think from the Bengals' perspective, you make those wide receivers deals knowing full well that you've got a year to find your next Trey Hendrickson who has to be cheaper. Like that's the deal that you've made with yourself.
You've made the choice, and Trey seems to understand why that would be the choice.
So I think I agree with what Mike Florio said at the beginning of this conversation in the clip, which is that he's headed for Hassan Reddick territory, because I don't think the Bengals are going to buckle because they can't lock themselves in to big-time defensive end money when they're out. That's the choice they've already made for their 3 to 4 year plan of team building.
I think the Bengals will trade him. And before, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it'll get to Hassan Reddick territory for them. And I think Hendrickson will look at the next place and go, okay, maybe there's a better opportunity for me to get a contract extension with this team versus sure. what was going on with the Bengals.
I got a question then. I don't know what the rules are, and I need to find out. Can they trade Dio Odengbo? In the NBA, there's a time horizon where you're not allowed to trade somebody that you just acquired, right? I believe there's like a 6-month thing for some deals. It's even longer. We'll do the research and find out.
I don't think that they would trade him.
But if you're the Bengals.
You saying you have to have a warm body there right now?
You have to have a decent, young, defensive end on the come. Because you were planning to do this year in a competitive window with Trey and figure it out this year.
Well, let me introduce you to Austin Booker. And let me.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, whatever deal they make is going to have to be a pile of draft picks and probably a young defensive end on the come, because they probably don't have one in their mind that they like as much as Dio Odengbo. They might have one they like as much as Austin Booker.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe not.
A lot of people like Austin Booker.
Hey, have you seen Austin Booker?
Could I interest you in an Austin Booker?
Let me show you this highlight reel.
And again, to reframe this, and Trey Hendrickson played for Dennis Allen. So he's played in a Dennis Allen system, and the Bears need defensive end help.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm glad that I have heard that stuff. That is.
It's something to keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks to see kind of where all of this stuff goes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.